Hi, welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today are Danielle.
Hello!
And Chris.
Hey!
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the jar and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is... Everything you eat tastes absolutely amazing, but gives you fiery diarrhea? Or all your food tastes like moldy ghost pepper beef jerky, but your intestines is doing just fine?
Yeah.
Hooray.
Oh, yes, and this is a listener-submitted question from, or topic from Nick in Washington.
Thanks, Nick.
So, here's a question for you guys.
Yes, Joshua?
Yeah. Do you think Nick has real bad intestinal problems? And, like, he's dreaming of a world where everything tastes terrible, but he's not just pooping all the time?
Because he wants everyone who doesn't have epic poop explosions to suffer.
Yeah, like, or we're just living out his fantasy by not having constant diarrhea.
I think that's probably, he's probably walking around going, man, I wish everybody could be in the same hell that I'm in. On a constant basis. That's what I think.
Nick. I feel bad from Nick from Washington.
And
poor Nick.
Josh, I really think you need to use the exact verbiage of the listener submitted topic.
You're right. Food tastes amazing, but causes, quote, epic poop explosions, end quote. Or food tastes like moldy ghost pepper jerky and is fine on your intestines.
I just wanted Josh to say epic poop explosions.
I said poop explosion.
Yeah, that's not as funny for some reason.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
That's cool. Alrighty. So,
alrighty.
Who here has ever eaten moldy ghost pepper beef jerky? There was that.
I have.
Was it that jerky
I
ordered from that online website that one time?
Okay, it wasn't moldy, but it was definitely going that direction.
There was something weird going on. It had like this cloudy, cobwebby sort of finish to it that I don't think should exist on food.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. Maybe it wasn't moldy, but there was something fucking wrong with that shit.
But it didn't taste terrible.
So I also had ghost pepper jerky, or have had ghost pepper jerky. It was not moldy. I ate like half a piece, and it put me down for the day.
When you say put you down, you mean like you were in the bathroom?
Yeah.
It laid you down and made sweet love to you?
No. It was not sweet love. It was non-consensual assault.
Oh, no. But in this scenario, it wouldn't do that.
Right. But
all food would taste like that.
Everything would taste like that. And I can just imagine like adding mold on top of that.
Wow.
And you're not eating mold, but like, and it'd be so fucking hot. And it's everything. I mean,
everything.
So actually, Kamish.
Yeah,
so
Kamish.
In the original old topic, it says food. Is that also drink?
No, let's say just food.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, okay.
That means you can still have a glass of milk.
I can still have a beer. Thank God.
Yeah, you can still have a beard. Beer. Or
also,
a beard.
Can I have a beard as well?
You can, yeah.
Oh.
You
can.
You just already have a beard.
I know, but I don't want to have to shave it off just because I'm having ghost pepper jerky.
Do you think he was going to try to take your beard away? That's just sad.
I look like I'm 12 again.
okay, everyone, tell me about your bowel movements.
What specifically would you like to know about my bowel movements? We got to talk
about the other side of this, so tell me about your diarrhea experiences.
Sometimes things get so bad I just want to tell you about them. You know that.
Here's your chance to tell everyone.
I know. I'm like, oh my God, something just happened, and I'm waiting for that day that you're actually going to be like, what happened? Please give me the gory details so I can give you the details of my poop, but it hasn't happened yet. And
I'm asking right now.
Yeah, but I'm kind of, I feel like we shouldn't cross that line. I mean, we have very few things that are unexplored in our marriage. Maybe the details of my poop should stay.
Keep a little mystery.
Yeah.
Keep the romance
alive
for just a little bit longer.
Fucking piece of mystery after 12 and a half years of marriage.
Well, Joshua, okay, Joshua, I can tell you, I got that burrito that I got for lunch Christ. The other day?
Yes.
Yes.
From the food truck?
From the food truck. Yeah. Delicious burrito. Only ate half of it. Brought the other half at home. Had it for dinner. It was delicious. Woke up in the middle of the night with epic, horrible, like, stomach pain. Took a couple of hours at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. Ended up ruining my whole day. It was terrible.
It just laid waste to your toilet.
Just. Oh, no. Yeah. I need to buy a new toilet. I might just move instead
epic
of.
Epic blowout.
Like, I just bought this condo.
Earth policy.
I think I might just have to set it on fire and walk away slowly with sunglasses on. Like, there's nothing else to do. I've definitely had. I did the spicy wing challenge at a place. This was the worst. This was the worst time. I did a spicy wing challenge at a wing place. This was years ago. It was like 5 wings dipped in, you know, pure fire or something. I ended up having to call into sick to work the next day just so I could stay on the toilet. It was the worst. So that's what I'm when Nick is saying epic poo explosions, that's what I'm imagining.
I have tried really hot wings at a restaurant before too, at the Wing Dome.
I do like the Wing Dome.
They have a scale, and when you hit the top of this, like at anything but the top of the scale, you can order, you know, like a half dozen or dozen wings.
Sure.
But once you get to the top of the scale, they'll only let you order one at a time.
Did you get to the top of the scale?
I think I ordered 2 wings.
Oh.
And I ate them, and I'm sure something bad happened as a result.
This would be a perfect opportunity to talk about your our San Antonio experience.
Have we never talked about that on the podcast?
I don't know that we have.
Ooh, you have a San Antonio experience?
So we went to San Antonio and I met this rugged cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
You know, I filmed that.
That's not the story we're telling.
No,
and then you went butt to butt and you pooped in each other.
That is the sexiest sex fetish ever. Let's see if my poop can go inside your poop.
And then I want you to poop in my poop. Maybe I got confused.
So
maybe that's my San Antonio experience.
Yeah, that's it. That was it. End of show.
End of show.
Seriously,
thanks,
show's
everybody.
Canceled.
No shit.
Tell us about your San Antonio experience.
So there was a show that was on a couple years ago. It might still be on, called Man vs. Food.
Yeah.
About this jackass who would just go to stupid-ass restaurants and eat the worst shit ever.
What's his fucking name? I hate that guy. Is it Guy Fieri?
No, it's not Guy Fieri and his fucking donkey sauce.
Okay, because I fucking hate that guy, too.
What, donkey sauce?
It's not that guy.
Is that actually a thing?
Yes.
Donkey sauce?
Yes, Guy Fieri has a chain of restaurants, and his signature thing is donkey sauce.
like the way that Gordon Ramsay calls everything a donkey restaurant and calls everyone a donkey?
Except this is sauce.
This is sauce. This has come out of the donkey.
Good donkey. Anyway,
yeah, donkey.
Okay.
Anyway, San Antonio. Jesus.
Anyway, so one of the places he went was this restaurant in San Antonio called...
I don't remember the name of it.
Fucking shitty restaurant.
Wow, you are pissed off about this still, like, with 6 years later.
Well, no, that restaurant was just... It was terrible. Anyhow, They purported to have, like, the hottest hamburger in the U.S. or some bullshit. And he ate the whole thing on the show. And so we structured an entire vacation around me going down there to eat this same hamburger.
We did other stuff, too. We went to a drive-thru safari and our car got attacked by ostriches. That was the highlight for me. And a zebra almost ate Joshua's face.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But eating the burger was the impetus for going down
there.
Yeah,
that was the reason why we went there as opposed to somewhere else.
Turn inside out.
So I ordered the burger, and you know, there was a little bit of fanfare because or whatever, and you get like half an hour to eat it, and if you're able to eat it, then it's free, and if you don't, then it costs like $1 million or something.
It's a very expensive burger.
Yeah.
It was like $12.
And so they brought it out, and I ate about an eighth of it? A quarter of it?
I think it was like a quarter of it, yeah.
Okay.
Before I just couldn't go on anymore. And then I stumbled to the parking lot and threw up on our rental car.
Nice.
And when I threw up, there was chunks of beef, like hot beef, shooting out of my nose.
Oh. So bad.
It was
well,
the worst.
Bear in mind, too.
Beef shooting out my nose. That,
After he had some of the burger, they'll give you a glass of milk. So he had a glass of milk. So it was like milk mixed with hot beef shooting out his nose.
Yeah, it was the opposite of the hot beef injection. It was the hot beef rejection.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. That could be your porn movie name.
Yeah, hot beef rejection. It's just you getting turned down all the time.
It's me taking off my pants and women look at me like, nope, that's not happening.
No.
I do not consent to this.
I will say, though, like, at the time I was being the supportive wife, you know, like, oh, feel better, honey. I mean, now I can laugh about it, but just know I wasn't laughing at him when it happened.
Shit, I would have been laughing. That sounds fucking hilarious.
I know
hilarious.
You would have, and that's why you're a terrible person.
Well, I mean, Danielle wasn't laughing about it because she was laughing at the other guy who ordered the burger at the same time.
Oh my God, there
I
was
did.
This other dude in there who, he was like this biker-looking dude covered in tattoos, and he was there with his, like, biker-looking wife.
He had, like,
one or two bites, and he was throwing up and literally sobbing in the bathroom. Fucking sobbing. I could hear him.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, you're not so tough now, are you?
That's got it. I mean.
Yeah.
Wow. Sobbing. I don't think I've ever eaten anything and then, like, cried.
Well, I mean, you know, let's hope that you never do, unless it's just so delicious it brings a tear to your eye.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So I think I'm definitely going back to the actual topic. I mean, as much fun as beef rejection story was.
can I add one more thing to that story?
Well, sure.
When you order the burger, they also make you sign a contract.
Oh, God.
And as part of it, if you throw up in their parking lot, you have to clean it up and pay them a fee.
No, it's in the restaurant.
Oh, I thought it was on their property.
It's just in the restaurant. And if I remember correctly, and yeah, it was lucky that we were outside of the restaurant when you threw up in the parking lot and partly on the rental car.
Yeah. And that Bummer. Was on the rental car, not in. It was on the out, like down the side of the window.
Yeah.
And I'm just imagining, like, a hot San Antonio day.
Oh, and you know it was September, so it was, like, hot, and it was so humid. The air was thick, and all you could hear was crickets and cicadas and stuff. It was, like, it's the worst.
Minus that, though, San Antonio was pretty awesome.
Yeah, there was so much
fun
stuff
it.
To do. Yeah.
All right, well, great. Maybe I'll go someday.
Maybe
okay,
you will.
Chris, back to the topic you were saying.
Okay, back to the topic. I think I have to go with food tasting like moldy ghost pepper jerky. I can't imagine, you know, let's say you go to a movie and, like, pop an almond because, you know, you're hungry, and then you're sitting there and you have the worst, like, intestinal pain, cramps, and you're going to shit your pants unless you go to the public bathroom and destroy it. Like, that sounds terrible just for eating an almond. Like, you're going to lose a lot of weight no matter what, but I don't really want to lose weight by just having a fire hose of crap come out of my body.
Well, I mean, and there's additional, like, health risks too, like dehydration and other stuff that can happen in addition to just the incredible discomfort. It's like, would you rather have the discomfort in your mouth just while you're eating and swallowing, and at least you can have water or some sort of liquid to wash it down? Or would you rather have the discomfort in your abdomen, in your intestines?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to bring up, is that you could literally die from dehydration.
Right.
And you will probably eventually rip something and start bleeding.
Oh, yeah, you're totally going to blow an O-ring. Like, it's going to happen. You can't sit there and strain that long.
Shit, I don't know if there'd be strain, though. Shit might just be falling out of you.
Ugh. Oh, no.
That's the one thing. I'm just going to get a little graphic. Not like we haven't already, but...
Teach us about gravity.
No. I hate the poops where, like, you're sitting there, and you're putting in a lot of work, and it, like, hurts, you know, because it's, like, crampy pain, because you just ate, you know, like, I don't know, like a quesadilla that was sitting out on the counter for 2 days or something, and you're just
Why would you do that?
Because it's a quesadilla. I don't know, and you're hungry.
I think I know where you're going on this.
Okay.
Anyway, and then you look, and then, you know, you're done. You know, you wipe the sweat off your brow. You just, you know, climb the Everest of poops. You're patting yourself on the back. And then you look down, and it's just nothing. It's just nothing. Like... That's so unsatisfying. I want a visual record of the torment that I just went through. I want a trophy that I will then flush.
They actually talk about that exact scenario in the show Scream Queens this season.
Oh, goodness.
Really?
Yep, Chanel Oberlin talks about it.
That is amazing.
I love that show.
I know you do.
Too bad no one's watching it. It'll probably be canceled.
Probably. Is anybody going to go for food tasting amazing would be great. Like, if all food tasted, like, you pop an almond and it's the best almond you've ever tasted. Like, that would be great. But is it worth the major health problems and probable social problems that will come about?
No.
I don't know.
I think it's you have to go with the taste.
Yeah. Are we unanimous on this one?
I think we might be. I'm just kind of like, no. I mean, I can suffer through bad tasting food. Like, having to hold on for dear life when you're on the toilet is not something that I enjoy, nor is it something that I'm pretty sure anybody can think of to enjoy. And it's too bad because I really like food,
right?
But I couldn't ever have like any of the foods that I really love ever again and have them taste like what I really love, like rum custard cake or
creme
ketchup,
brulee, sushi,
egg rolls, Rice Krispies,
cheese, 4-day-old quesadillas.
That's not on my list, but
they
thank
were sitting
you
on your kitchen floor.
Yeah,
kitchen counter.
I have a real issue with things that are in the temperature danger zone, but Joshua knows that. Like Thanksgiving dinner, which I'm just now finally getting good at cooking.
Yeah,
so,
it would taste like shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit, have you guys seen the terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger movie End of Days? Danielle, I know you have because we saw it
yes
in theaters together.
Yeah, it was up forever ago, though.
There's a scene at the beginning where Arnie is hungover and he mixes up like a cure for his hangover.
Yes.
And it's like some Chinese food, some bourbon, and a slice of pizza off the floor. And he just puts that shit in the blender and blends it up and drinks it.
That's how I live my life.
No.
Life goals. Hashtag life goals.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. All right, so we're all in agreement. We're unanimous. We're eating moldy.
All in agreement.
Ghost pepper. I mean, we're going to get used to the hotness. Probably going to lose a lot of weight.
I mean, food will just become the way that it is for Joshua, where it's only for nutrition. You know, it's not something that you can enjoy.
God,
because
that sounds terrible.
I don't want to say sensual because it seems like it's a sexy thing, but like your senses,
sensual,
like the taste, the smell, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So you just, you know, it becomes completely utilitarian, and that's fine because you know what? Your bowels are moving the way they should. Everything is awesome in your intestines, and you know, I'll take that.
I drink a lot of shakes.
I probably would drink a lot of liquids as well.
Shake it up.
Word. Chocolate milk. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discuss the hot beef rejection. Have a great idea for a topic? Be like Nick from Washington and send us an email. And don't forget to tell us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, Tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And when you rate us, write a review telling us about your worst poop story instead of writing the actual review. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.